John chapter 21. After these things Yeshua showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this manner he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter says to them, "I am going fishing." They say to him, "We also go with you." They went forth and entered into a boat immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had already come, Yeshua stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Yeshua. Then Yeshua says to them, "Children, do you have any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fish. Therefore other disciple whom Yeshua loved says to Peter, "It is the Master." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Master, he put on his outer garment, for he had taken it off, and cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid upon them, and bread. Yeshua says to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up, and drew the net to land full of great fish 153, and even though there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Yeshua says to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" Knowing that it was the Master. Yeshua then comes, takes bread, and gives it to them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Yeshua showed himself to his disciples, after he had risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Yeshua says to Simon Peter, "Simon son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" He says to him, "Yes, Master, you know that I love you." He says to him, "Feed my lambs." He says to him again the second time, "Simon son of Jonas, do you love me?" He says to him, "Yes, Master, you know that I love you." He says to him, "Feed my sheep." He says to him the third time, "Simon son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter was grieved, because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Master, you know all things, you know that I love you." Yeshua says to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you girt yourself and walked where you wished, but when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you, and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he should glorify Elohim. And when he had spoken this, he says to him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, sees the disciple following whom Yeshua loved, who also was sitting beside Yeshua at the supper, and said, "Master, who is he who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, says to Yeshua, "Master, and what shall this man do?" Yeshua says to him, "If I wish that he shall stay till I come, what is that to you? Follow me." Then this saying went abroad among the brothers, that this disciple should not die. Yet Yeshua did not say to him, "He shall not die," but, "If I wish that he shall stay till I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Yeshua did, which, if they should all be written, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen.